Friday morning during the 65th annual Board of Delegates meeting, a change in name for the U.S. Grains Council. Ryan LeGrand is president and CEO of the council. He shares with us why they're migrating to this new name.
All right, well, thanks, Susan. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. It's a big day for us here at the U.S. Grains Council. Now, the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. Our membership voted to amend our name to include bioproducts into our name. So again, that's the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. And really what that does is it incorporates the full portfolio of products that our organization works to develop markets for overseas. We've been doing distillers grains for 20 years now, and we've been working on ethanol for the last 10 to 12 years. So we thought that it was time to incorporate this name, bioproducts, the word bioproducts, into our name. And really, we've had ethanol and DDG in our identity in practice for many, many years now, but just not in name. So we made that change today. It was a two-year process that our board went through, vetting names, working with a marketing firm, and we arrived at the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. And we're very excited that the new name got overwhelming support from our members in the vote.
And I think it really just showcases the 65 years that this organization has been there to promote agriculture.
That's exactly right. We were founded in 1960, and we were the U.S. Feed Grains Council at that time. And then in 1998, we changed to the U.S. Grains Council. And I think the point of all of this is maintaining relevance, changing and adapting with the times. And we're just very excited to roll this new name out, the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council, and move forward with our organization, promoting ethanol, promoting distillers grains, and all of the potential future products. That's the, bioproducts incorporates all of today's products coming out of American ethanol plants and everything that's to come in the future.
And I love the fact that you guys are really focused on what that future is going to bring. And the teams that you have working behind the scenes, the work that you guys see looking towards the future.
That's exactly right. We always have to look to the future and think about what's next and how are we going to capitalize on any opportunities that may come up. And you mentioned the team. We have such a fantastic team in Washington, D.C. and around the world. We've got our 9 international offices, boots on the ground, full time in 30 countries. And just couldn't be more proud of the team that we have in the United States and around the globe that's working every single day for the American farmer, the American agribusiness to develop markets and promote our products overseas.
So, Ryan, does the new name take effect immediately, or is there a grace period that you're going to kind of blend it in?
It does take effect immediately. So as of today, right now, we are the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. And from there, we're going to start all of the registration process for all of our offices, because our offices are registered under the U.S. Grains Council overseas in the countries where we work. And so we'll have to, there'll be a process of officially changing the name in these overseas locations. But as of today, we are the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council.
And it rolls so easy off the tongue.
It does. That was part of it. There were a couple of elements here. We needed to maintain the 65 years of equity that we built up with the U.S. Grains Council, but we also needed to have a name that flows and one a name that's all encompassing of what's coming out of our ethanol plants today and in the future. So U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council, or USGBC, really still does flow very easily.
So besides the huge thing that happened on Friday with the name change, anything else from this year's delegate meeting that you would like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Well, as part of our 65th anniversary, we invited back many of our past chairmen, and we invited a couple of our past CEOs. So we had 19 past chairmen of the board that were here to help us celebrate this big anniversary, the 65th anniversary. And then we had Tom Slate, a previous CEO, and Ken Hobby, a previous CEO, here with us. Two men that contributed collectively over 70 years of work to this organization. It really filled me with pride to have all these people, the living legacy of our organization, back here to celebrate such a big anniversary and to contribute. We had them contributing in various spots, speaking in different parts, talking about their time at the council. It was just such a treat to have so many members of our history back and sharing their experiences with us.
Well, it is definitely an exciting time. And as we see the global impact that agriculture has, what are you looking forward to as you guys start working into year number 66?
We're looking forward to continuing to expand Marcus, just like we've always done, with new geographies and new products. And, you know, we're looking at ethanol, not just in on-road use, but we're looking at sustainable aviation fuel. We're looking at marine fuel, potentially even cleaning solvents that could be coming down the road and replacing petroleum products in those products. We think the future is bright. We know the future is bright, and we look forward to tackling all the opportunities that come our way.
Great opportunities, Ryan. I appreciate the chance to talk with you, and congratulations on the new name.
Thank you, Susan. Always nice to talk to you.
That's Ryan LeGrand, who is president and CEO of NOW, the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. I'm Susan Littlefield.